Waldo the Amazing Hypnotist is an original play written by local playwright Ryan Johan Perry. The play is about a professional hypnotist named Waldo who travels around the country with his hypnotist show. The play will be presented at the Rock House Cafe and Gallery at 400 West Overland on Saturday, May 9th and May 16th. Today, my guests are Ryan Johan Perry, Damon Roman, and Michelle Johansson. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
So, Ryan, we were talking. The first time I came across Waldo the Amazing Hypnotist was when you were doing it with the Jewel Box series.
Correct.
You've reworked and revamped and...
The original Waldo the Amazing Hypnotist at the Plaza has turned into a sort of workshop now. But the one thing that was really fascinating were how great the actors were, but the price was a little too steep for a lot of people to enjoy it. So I decided that needs to be done again so people can appreciate the acting and so that the actors could get paid.
And what are the main changes in the show?
Pretty much everything has changed. Everything has changed. Everything's become slightly more intense and trying to bring out the sadness a little more. Whereas before, it was probably a little too aggressive.
So you went from anger to sadness.
Correct.
So Damon, as an actor in the show, how does this reflect for you? Were you in the first production of it?
I was in the original one.
So how are you feeling from the first Waldo to this one?
Well, in this one, I get to get more in depth with my character. I had a few key scenes, but in this one, I get to explore a little bit more.
And what's your character? Tell us about him.
His name is Charlie McMahon. He's an ex-U.S. Marine Corps soldier. He was in the Gulf War, and he's suffering from PTSD. So I got to explore those issues pretty vividly in the first play, and I get to do it even more now.
Now, Michelle, you're also in the show?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us about your character.
My name is Sarah. I start off, I think, where he sees something in me that reminds him of his mother. Usually in your life is based on your childhood, you know, what you started off with. And then he starts realizing sadness. That's where the sadness starts really kicking in.
Ah, and when you say he, you're referring to Waldo?
To Waldo.
Ryan, what came first, the character or the plot?
Well, what came first was a hatred of theater. I did not like theater at all. And to quote Morrissey, it's because it said nothing to me about my life. Things seemed to sum up too easily, and things didn't seem to resonate too long after I saw it. Now, keep in mind, these were low-budget, local plays. I saw the bigger plays, and I'm like, oh, I get it. And so part of it was a desire to make something that felt a little honest. And the difference in Waldo and a lot of other plays outside of just the form is that it kind of harkens back to tragedy. And tragedy is totally uncool nowadays in theater. Like, nobody writes it anymore. And it's not just tragedy with Waldo, it's the tragedy in all the characters and everybody. The goal is to make it more honest than to make it more clear. Honesty and raw emotion, a felt experience, instead of something that you can sit back and analyze and intellectualize and go write a paper about.
And why do you think people are steering away from tragedy these days?
Because more and more I think theaters has become either way to get across a message, a sort of intellectual message. So this wonderful form where people are live in real life in front of you. Instead, they're now just mouthpieces. And it's sort of like the stage has become a lectern where people can lecture at you about sort of messaging.
Or it could be something where it's something more safe to where they're going to be able to make the money off of their investment. You know, it's just about the big business, you know.
Keep people happy and they'll keep coming back.
Exactly.
Safety,
exactly.
Yep.
But, I mean, theater is an escape, no?
It should be.
But it all depends on where are you escaping to. Are you escaping to some unrealistic, safe, sanitized world? Or are you escaping into a place that is foreign to you and unfamiliar and possibly scary, but possibly, dare I say, transcendent?
So speaking of transcendence and transformation, what have you all learned from being actors in this show?
I learned I could express myself a lot more, and I like that darkness. I like to bring out some depth into my acting than just the regular. Like, I like comedy, but I can't with this one. And I like that. I like that change, something different. Everything's always the same.
How about you, Damon?
What I learned the most really was how uncomfortable it is to be, to give the raw, honest truth. There's a part where my character is supposed to, you know, he's being hypnotized and he's going to portray an ape. Now, you know, I'm African-American, so that can be seen
there's
as something,
line.
Right? You know, there was a part of me that I had a hard time doing it. But, you know, just being able to be honest about it and then, you know, being true to the message of, you know, what this show is supposed to be about, our humanity, and being able to take an honest look at it. So if that is what's being received by the audience, they can take that and explore that within themselves. And then after that, you know, there's a part where there's a redemption or a resolution from the character. So they get to see a stereotype and then they get to see the human quality as well. So, like I said, it was hard at times.
It sounds like something, right. You know, hard to deal with. But I guess that's part of being a performer, too. I mean, you got to put yourself in some crazy places.
Right.
Really quickly, just to speak to that, is the ape transformation was written prior to me having met him. And then when I first gave him the script, I mentioned, you know, hey, it's going to be kind of weird. And he went with it. And there's a lot of people that watch the show and they're like, I can't believe you did that. And it was not predetermined. It just so happened. And it's that sort of intersection that happens, providence.
But
that
you're opening up to that uncomfortable conversation that you want to have. And those are issues that we face every day.
Right.
So there's that.
Yes, ma'am.
Although that wasn't the intent.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But it's
I think you served the story real well.
So you can see the darker version of Waldo, the Amazing Hypnotist. It happens
May 9th and 16th, $5 at the Rock House. Bring an open mind.
For sure.
You have to. And don't walk into it with any preconceptions of what you think theater should be, because we're trying to subvert that in every way, shape, and form.
Let's just have fun with it.
All right. Well, my guests have been Ryan Johan Perry, Damon Roman, and Michelle Johansson, all a part of Waldo the Amazing Hypnotist. Go see the show at the Rock House Cafe at 400 West Overland. You'll have two performances, one on May 9th and one on May 16th. Thank you so much for being a part of State of the Arts.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
Us.
Thank you.